Now, just early on when we first had a quick look at the site, I noticed there was a little updated link to Apollo 11 items recently discovered. Would you like to talk about that?
A while after Neil died in 2012, I think, I got an email from the Apollo curator at Air and Space to say that Mrs. Armstrong had found a white bag in a closet, and there looked to be some items from either his flight career or from his aviation career or from the Air and Space folks asked if we could help them identify what these were, where they had been in the spacecraft, and identify them in pictures and stuff like that. And it was a marvelous experience. Working back and forth originally with the photographers who were working with Mrs. Armstrong during the appraisal part of the process, and then later with the Air and Space curators and photographers on their staff, doing such things as looking for paint on the hooks that were used to attach items to the interior of the spacecraft. A lot of things had a distinctive yellow paint on it, and we found flakes of yellow paint in some of that equipment.
So what was in the bag? Can you bring it up and we can have a chat about what those things were?
There's a page called Returned Eagle Artifacts, and a little bit of text about what it was. And here's a picture that Mrs. Armstrong took of the stuff on the Armstrong.
Right. So it looks like the things you've got left over when you've tried to fix your car. There's a white bag, several sort of gold-colored cables, a cap, a bit of netting. Looks like a very old-fashioned movie camera and a cord with a hook on it. Can you sort of give us a quick overview of what these things are?
Okay, the white bag is the Apollo 11 McDivitt purse. Jim McDivitt, before Apollo 9, realized that they would need to have a bag to put things in so it didn't get lost in the spacecraft in zero-G. And, of course, Pete Conrad immediately named it the McDivitt purse because it looks like a big handbag. The coiled electrical cables are lights that they could move around inside the spacecraft to illuminate equipment that they were working on. There's a mirror here that, the back of a mirror that Neil used to look through the rendezvous mirror without actually moving his head back. There's a dark brown strap with a hook on the end of it. It
looks like the sort of hooks that climbers use when they...
Yeah, a carabiner. I used that word to describe them in the beginning. And during the rest period after the Apollo 11 EVA, Buzz was sitting on the floor, basically where the two of them stood during flight operations, and Neil was tried to get comfortable back on the ascent engine cover and really had to take a few minutes to think about how he was going to keep his legs up off of Buzz. And he used that strap hooked it on both sides of the spacecraft and then put his calves on that to keep it up. And that's where we found paint residue from where he had hooked it up. The old-fashioned movie camera is the data acquisition camera that Buzz installed in the spacecraft window during the landing.
Oh, yes, that's the film that people would be familiar of the landing out of that right window.
The mesh here was attached somewhere to keep them from running into cabling or something. The cover down here, the round cover, is actually the urine, part of the urine disposal system. The item just to the upper left of that is the COAS, Crewman Optical Alignment Sight, that Neil used to make sure his alignment.
And so these were all in his bag in the closet at the Armstrong residency in Ohio.
They are on loan to Air and Space, presumably permanently, but that's where they are.
And what do you think the background to that is? Do you think Neil thought, well, I want to grab a few things as a souvenir and take them home and put them on, well, it wasn't eBay back then, but just to keep him for his own sort of keepsake, or do you think he had an intention to put him in a museum, or any theories, any thoughts?
I really have no idea. Having met and talked and corresponded with Neil over the years, there are an awful lot of the astronauts who have been selling things at auction and private sales and what have you. And Neil never did that sort of thing. And so I can only guess that he kept it for posterity, whether it was for the family or for a museum, as you say. Certainly, Mrs. Armstrong's decision to loan the material to Air and Space is perfectly in tune with what I know of his character.
And of course, Carol Armstrong was his second wife. Presumably, Jan, his first wife, was asked about it, and presumably had no idea either.
I don't know the deal. I don't know about that.